the hardest part of this practice is to keep reflecting on your mental health and being completely, vulnerably honest with yourself on when your health has gone too far.
Welcome to Tarot Reflections, your tarot pulls for self-reflection and introspection. I'm your host, Megan Tobukhorst. Are you ready to look into the mirror that reflects back your mental and emotional state? Then get comfortable, take a deep breath, and let's get reflecting.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Tarot Reflections. I sure missed all of you. In case you haven't had the chance to listen to yesterday's New Moon Renewal bonus episode, I had to take an unexpected break from the podcast. Long story short, I unfortunately contracted COVID for the second time, and it, combined with other factors, knocked me on my ass. But I am happy to report I am getting back into the flow of my work and my life and moving towards my goals once again. But this COVID disruption, this wrench in my plans that caused all regularly scheduled programming to screech to a halt, had me thinking about the important role routine plays in our lives, especially the lives of folks with mental illness. For those who don't know, I work a 9-to-4 job in disability employment services. The large majority of my clients face multiple barriers, including mental health challenges. For many, employment provides my clients with a sense of purpose and a routine that allows them to build healthier habits around. In fact, a large number of my clients actually ask to meet with me weekly in order to establish some sense of routine in their lives until they find employment. Those weekly check-ins also provide accountability by supporting my clients in sticking to their desired routines and completing the to-dos on their list. I kind of feel like I'm scamming my employer because it's such simple work on my end, but the clients' results are incredible. But before I dive deeper into the role of routine, I have a few quick announcements. First off, a couple episodes ago, I asked you to leave a rating and review of Tarot Reflections in order to be entered to win a free Building Mental Resilience Tarot reading. And it's about time I announce the winner. So congratulations to Carol Ruth B, aka Caroline. She says, "Megan's Tarot Reflections are seriously the best way to pause and reflect on my week and current mindset. These episodes are the perfect length and have become a staple in my self-care practice. Thank you for sharing your amazingness with the world, Megan." Oh, I'm turtling with blushing. So, Caroline, DM me at MeganMentally on Instagram for your free reading. Second announcement, I am hosting two events in the Chilliwack, BC area this October. First, the Passion Potluck is back. Volume 2 is happening October 6th from 4:30 to 8:30. My guest who is bringing the passion is one of my absolute favorite human beings. And as a community, we'll dive into a conversation on the importance of advocating for inclusive communities and spaces. You can save your seat for the last potluck of the year at the link in the show notes. Then on October 22nd, I am bringing back a beloved workshop from the past, something I haven't hosted since 2016. Find Your Gold will help you reconnect with your life's purpose, create a powerful vision for your future, and develop a plan that will turn your vision into your reality. It will be hosted at Wellington Natural Health, which is where I go for a lot of mental health supports, including my counselor. More details are coming, but for now, save the date. And now, back to routines. One of the things I struggled with as I slowly recovered from round two of COVID was reestablishing my routines. My routine of coming home from the office and spending a few hours working on my business. My routine of cleaning the apartment as I go and deep cleaning areas once a week. My routine of walking regularly for my health. My routines that are so established, I barely have to think about them anymore. All of those gone. And in that time, my apartment fell into disarray. My eating patterns took a nosedive. My work piled up. My body grew sore. And I hated it. I hated being out of routine. But I so struggled with getting back into it. So how do we reestablish our routines? How do we start again and find our patterns? For me, I knew there was no point in forcing it. I had to be ready. It's hard to explain if that's not a feeling you can relate to, but maybe it's like relationships. So often we know a relationship isn't good for us long before we end it. Same thing here. I knew my apartment's state of disaster was not good for my health, but the thought of forcing myself to clean it actually hurt. It hurt my head. It hurt in my chest. It hurt my body. I don't know why I get like that, but I needed to be ready to clean, and I needed to clean for myself and nobody else. Sitting here looking at my immaculate apartment, I'm gonna say it was worth the wait, and it felt damn good to do. To get back into healthy patterns and routines, we have to genuinely want it. No one else can force us to do it, and we have to do it for ourselves. The next trick I found to reestablishing routines has been to take it slow. I did not start by cleaning out my entire apartment. That was a big, overwhelming task. No, I started with my communication, being responsive and available to my friends, family, and community, getting back on social media slowly, committing and sticking to social engagements, then rebuilding in pieces of my business to my day-to-day, bit by bit, taking on more until I started to feel and look like myself again. Even cleaning the apartment, I originally planned to complete the gargantuan task over the Labor Day long weekend, breaking down tasks for each day, finding ways to make it fun. I got so far as to put on my cleaning clothes, and I did the litter box, and then I touched nothing else for 2 more weeks. Ultimately, I ended up taking care of sections of my place over the course of multiple days. But once one space was cleaned, I maintained it just as I would if the whole apartment was clean. And when I felt stable in that routine, I'd clean another section. Low pressure, lots of grace, and lots of internal reflection. Okay, wow, now that I'm really into this, I have to say I did not plan on this episode featuring my cleaning habits quite so heavily. The point is, reestablishing routines has to be an authentic, genuine desire to you. And you got to take it slow. But you also need to hold yourself accountable. There is a tipping point in this process. One I started to worry I was nearing. When we've fallen out of routines and we're struggling to return to them, it can be a sign that our mental health is low, and staying out of routine does risk it lowering even further. There is a point we all have where it's time to ask for help. The hardest part of this practice is to keep reflecting on your mental health and being completely, vulnerably honest with yourself on when your health has gone too far, when you need to call in the support team. Maybe it's just asking a friend to come over and help you clean. Maybe it's finding your own accountability buddy to have regular standing meetings with to check in on your progress. And maybe it's time to book an appointment with a counselor. This is something only you can really monitor. And it's something only you can really hold yourself accountable to. And now for something I haven't done in over a month. It's time for this week's reading. This week, the message from the universe comes through the Ten of Pentacles. Take stock of the joy in your life. Identify the wealth that surrounds you. Bring specific mindfulness to the wealth you've grown that isn't tied to finances. And welcome in the peace that comes with that inventory. This practice will help reduce your stress. It will help keep you grounded. It will help bring more satisfaction to your days. And now, our message for our mental health is from the Fool. Take time to connect with your inner child this week. Be playful. Have an adventure. Color a little outside the lines. Be intentional to seek out moments of pure joy. Do some healing through silliness and play for now. Playfulness is important. Do follow the call of the inner child this week. But don't forget to keep balance. Keep a cool head and not hit a tipping point where the inner child takes total and complete control. Okay, folks, that's everything for this week. I am feeling strong and positive that I'm in a place to keep my routine. So I'm planning to be back next week. But I do thank you for showing me grace if I still need to take it slow. Of course, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MeganMentally or on TikTok at Tarot Reflections Pod. But let's be honest, TikTok will be the last thing to come back into routine. That being said, I am sending out another permission slip for living a life you love and strengthening your mental health tomorrow. Another thing I fell out of routine on. So get on the email list for permission to thrive now at the link in the show notes. Until next time.